first person singular. Views expressed are those of the author. Tim Brudolph shares his insights on being a job site laborer.
Ladies, if your new boyfriend tells you that he works in construction, beware. He's liable to be a flight risk. Not because he doesn't love you, but because for him, swinging a hammer, whether in Fresno or Fairbanks, Alaska, beats dying at a desk in a cubicle. My first experience in the building trades was as a job site laborer. Need something really heavy lifted? A pallet of bricks moved? A foundation footing dug? Just ask the guy with the strong back and weak mind, the one who can't say no, the all-purpose know-nothing flunky. The electrician's delighted in taking advantage of us. One such fellow, a surly ex-biker with a lisp, was fond of calling out, "Hey, loser," whenever he needed an extra pair of hands. Then one day karma intervened. He snipped off the tip of his index finger with wire cutters. Ouch. Now who's the loser, we all thought. Yet in reality, our sorry crew of lumber humpers was only one dumb mishap away from landing on the injured list ourselves, which, given our limited skill set, wouldn't have set the job back any. As in any hive, the worker bees are there to serve a higher purpose and are thus dispensable. As we soon discovered when the tape and texture guy caught us throwing 10-penny nails at his precious wallboard, making them stick like darts. Uh-oh. Can you say, hit the road, loser?
Tim Brudolph lives and writes in Santa Cruz. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For First Person Singular, I'm Matilda Rand.